radiant outcome. Fellow seekers of the divine, both Gurudev and Bhutaswami Jignaniji used to teach us that as human beings, we have a threefold nature: animal, human, and divine. Our animal nature we share with the rest of the animal kingdom. In that nature, our main concerns are food, safety, and reproduction. They are instinctual. They require very little reasoning. We just want them to survive. Our human nature is typified by the ability to reason. Reason is brought about by creating in our mind a subject-object relationship. We become the reasoner, and we objectify objects, question them, think about them, build relations between them. It makes us human beings different from the parts that we share with the rest of the animal kingdom. It allows us further, or in the beginning, just to glorify our animal nature. The reasoning helps us to look after food, safety, and reproduction in new ways. We become agriculturalists. We build homes and clothing for our safety, and we regulate the reproduction drive through things, institutions like marriage and other regulations. Our divine nature is something else again. That is the part of us that finds still something missing in the human nature. Our human nature has taken us to a point where we can begin to see others as our own self, and to treat others the way we would like to be treated. But still, there's a whole dimension that is missing, that we don't have answers for. And so we seek the ultimate meaning of our life and open up our divine nature. And divinity means undivided. We treat others the way we would like to be treated, because ultimately we are one and one alone. And therefore our divine nature begins to discover that either spontaneously or through spiritual practices. But ultimately, it is the glorification of God, the glorification of that one alone. We stand in wonder and awe at that one alone. The more we meditate on it, the more we think about it, the more we experience it, the more we glorify that one and one alone. We see that we are the expression of that one alone. And therefore, our purpose in life becomes to express not our desire for food and safety and shelter and reproduction first, but to glorify God in all those actions and to do His will. Thus the simple prayer, we are here for Thy glory and Thy sake and to do Thy will. It is a complete revolution of our way of thinking. We are not here to satisfy our animal propensities, although they are necessities. We're not here just to make brothers of other human beings, although that is part of the way. We are here to know God, to know our true nature, and to give glory to God, to serve Him, to be an expression of His will on earth. Hari Om.